Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio. My name is Mickey Paranormal. I'm just one of your hosts this evening. I will be joined here by Rob, the guy who owns the other half of the joint, and I will go ahead and bring him in now. Hello, Rob.
Hello, how are you?
I am good. How are you?
I am fantastic.
Well, that is good. That is good. So what's going on?
Oh, a lot's going on. I'm excited to have the folks on from Creature Future Weekend. And I was trying to do two things at once here, so I'm kind of... We were just talking to them and prior to tonight's show, and now we're running a little bit late when it comes to the setup, so...
It happens. Right.
I think we're going to abandon that.
Okay, and that's just fine too. You know, technical issues occasionally occur. You know, so.
I think we should bring them on and just jump right to Creature Feature
Weekend. Well, I will go ahead and bring in the owners and promoters of Creature Feature Weekend. Here, we're going to bring them in live. Hello, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. Good, good.
So, we're definitely very enthused to have you on. We just hung up and we just had a conversation, so it's like deja vu here. why don't you give us a little breakdown on what your event is all about? It's funny because I don't know if you like to go by the owners, the promoters, what words you like to use, like your titles. I'm big on title. You know, I can come up with like the fanciest title I can possibly think of. And, you know, so I didn't want to use the wrong title, but why don't you guys go ahead and introduce yourselves and introduce your event.
I'm Craig and
this is Sandy. We're a husband and wife duo that are organizing Creature Feature Weekend. I guess our title would be owners because it's now owning us. It's taken over our lives, but in the best of ways. You know, we've been spending a lot of time organizing and coordinating and emailing and everything else to be able to give the best show that we can this August.
You know, I mean, one of the big things that we try to promote with this is having activities for people to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've gone to a lot of shows over the last two decades, and the one thing that I've always wished is that there was more stuff to do. You know, you go to the conventions, you meet some people, but, you know, there's not much else. You know, so we decided that we wanted to put something together with a lot more stuff for people to do.
Right. We have a lot of kids' activities planned, you know, to bring families out because, again, we are a family business, so we're looking to have as much available as possible so that our own daughter can join us and have fun. So we're looking at having some vendor trick-or-treating going on to, keep the kids occupied while Mom and Dad check out all the horror merch and get their signatures. But we've also collaborated with Timeline Arcade, who has locations in Hanover, York, and now Lancaster. And they are actually providing 5 to 10 arcade games for that's going to be free for people to play. So,
wow.
And with that, they're actually bringing out some kind of famous pieces. They're bringing out...
We're going to bring out the Pong machine that was actually used in the movie X-Men Days of Future Past.
Oh.
And yeah, and they're also going to bring out the Dragon's Lair machine that was used during the second season of Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm. You get to be a kid again, just like the kids in Stranger Things, you know.
That's awesome. That is so cool.
Oh,
you'll have to keep me away from that because I enjoy a claw machine.
Yeah, I'm not sure if there's going to be a claw machine.
Yeah, it might be pinball and, you know, straight up games, but yeah, it'll be great.
Right.
Just to be able to go around. And we have Frank Horror, who's coming out, and he does virtual reality horror movies. So, and that's going to be something people can walk up. They can, you know, be a star in their own horror movie, and it's just as much entertainment for the rest of us who get to sit and watch somebody look around and scream their pants off because from unseen forces to us, but just to have those screams in the background with all the horror displays is going to be just really going to set the mood for our weekend.
Well, that's something Rob totally has to do because I totally want to watch because that sounds fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, there's a lot of stuff that's going to be going on, obviously. I mean, we're going to have an entire room of oddities, you know, because, I mean, we've talked to you guys about participating with that room. You know, we had just gotten done talking to you about having some haunted objects in there.
Mm-hmm. With some really interesting background stories, which is really going to also set the tone and just give that creepy vibe, you know, knowing the stories behind what you're looking at. It's just mm-hmm. It's going to be amazing.
We're going to have a concert Saturday night. It's going to be Tim Capello, the saxophonist from The Lost Boys.
Mm-hmm. And that's also included in the ticket price. So, again, that whole stay and play. But, yeah, we're within that Lost Boys vein, we're having Corey Feldman come out, who's going to be there with Jameson Newlander, who is the other frog brother in The Lost Boys. Mm-hmm. So we kind of have a little reunion going on because it's been a while since the two of them have come out together.
And on top mm-hmm. of that, they're actually going to be doing in-costume photo ops.
Mm-hmm. Which is really exciting to be between the two guys.
Of Corey or either of them actually doing an in-costume photo of anything.
Oh, yeah. It would be definitely unique.
We got Tom Woodruff Jr. coming out, and he is a creature actor that is beyond about anybody I've ever heard of. I mean, he was the Graboids in Tremors. He was Pumpkinhead. He was an alien in four of the Alien films, the Gillman and Monster Squad, Insects and Starship Troopers, the Leviathan creature, Goro in Mortal Kombat, just iconic character after iconic character. I mean, the guy has been all over the place.
And if he hasn't starred as the creature, then he's had a hand in it. He actually helped to design the Terminator. In Terminator, you know, it's just these huge pop culture pieces where it's just he had his hands, you know.
Yeah,
he worked
behind the scene on Aliens. I mean, the guy actually has an Academy Award for his work on Death Becomes Her.
Mm-hmm.
And more recently, he actually created the look of Pennywise in the latest hits.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, the guy's been all over the place. I mean, we're going to have Bob Briggs come out. You know, obviously, he has really come back into his own. I mean, I thought he was popular back in the early 90s, but he's taken off recently. So, we're excited to have him here. That was a major part of my childhood. Like, I remember watching him way back in the late 80s, early 90s. And it's always been one of those people I've always wanted to meet. And I just can't believe I actually get the chance to now. So, really excited about that. We're going to have Billy Bryan there. who was the original Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Mm-hmm. The man behind the costume. But, yeah, got him coming out. And he was also the puppeteer in Chucky. And in that same vein, we actually have Alec Vincent coming out, who was Andy in Child's Play. And he's actually coming out with a Chucky doll from Chucky 3.
Cult of Chucky.
Cult of Chucky. Yeah, so get a nice photo op with Andy and, you know, the Chucky doll, which is going to be really cool.
We're going to have Glenn Ennis there. Glenn Ennis was the stunt double with Jason Voorhees in Freddy vs. Jason. I don't know if you guys remember that movie when he was set on fire going through the fields at the party. He actually was the person. He did that entire scene. He actually won 2 awards for that. But the bigger thing is that he's only done one other convention.
And that was on the West Coast. This is actually his first time. Or I'm sorry, it was on the East Coast.
No, it wasn't on the East Coast, but it was in Seattle. It was in St. Louis.
Yeah, so he's coming over to the East Coast and being able to, you know, sign autographs and sign machetes, you know, because we know a lot of people who've come up to us and said, oh, I need him. I need him for my poster. I need him for my machete.
Yeah, but we got Walter Flan, who was Dr. Satan. He's going to be there. And he's actually doing in-costume photo ops where everything is going to be applied live on stage.
Mm-hmm. We actually have the Tom Savini School of Design coming out, and they're going to be doing the effects application on him. So we're in talks with getting the mold sent out from Los Angeles so that we can...
The actual person who created the mold, Nora Hewitt, is actually sending us a mold from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's going to be really cool to be able to watch all that taking place in person because we're a huge practical effects fan.
Yeah.
You know, they know the CGI. That's our tagline. No.
And the other big one we're having that... It seems to be something that a lot of people are really grasping onto is we're having a Frankenhooker reunion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those movies that when I was younger, I absolutely loved that movie. But, like, I didn't realize how many people absolutely loved that film.
Oh, I loved it at first sight. I was like, this is amazing.
But it's incredible how many people have come up to me, not talking about, like, anything else, but just, yeah, you're going to have Patty Mullen, or, oh, my God, you're going to have Frank Henenlotter, the director. Mm-hmm. You know, just absolutely just in shock about being able to meet everybody from Frankenhooker. It's just, it's kind of enlightening being behind the scenes and putting things together because you get to actually see what people react to.
Oh, yeah. Watching how much the passions of fandom come through. But on top of them actually coming out, they're going to be doing a live commentary along with the movie. So we get to hear even more about a movie that we already know and love, which I'm very excited about. I can't wait to hear what they have to say about it. But we have some pretty exciting premieres coming, too. As we're having the Gateway Theater, which is just across the parking lot from the Wyndham Gettysburg Hotel that we're having our convention in, that we're actually organizing a film festival. So we've been fielding submissions by independent filmmakers who have reached out to us wanting to showcase their horror short films, and we've come across some really interesting and I get excited about it because I'm just like, this is so cool, you know, just being the first set of eyes before being able to say, like, okay, guys, check this out. This is awesome. But as part of that, we actually were able to get in contact about having Friday the 13th Vengeance showing. So one of our feature films is going to be that the Friday the 13th fan film, which is actually kind of picking up a lot of steam. You know, we have Jason Brooks coming out who plays Jason, and we have Shalette Lizette Brannon, who she's been coming out and actually in her own light because being involved with that, but she's actually getting nominations and recognition for her roles in Krepus. which we're also going to be showcasing at our convention. So they're going to, she's going to come out, and she actually won a Young Academy Award.
She won Young Adult Academy Award.
Yep.
For Best Actress, I believe.
Best Actress for Crepitus. So it's, you know, in its own light, it's actually really picking up steam, and I can't wait to see what that one's about. But yeah, we got a ton of people coming out that are just really interesting personalities. Like, we have Steven Blickenstaff coming out. He's a vendor. He actually designed the album cover for the Cramps.
Cramps Greatest Hits.
Yeah, Cramps Greatest Hits, that iconic, you know, like, punk character with the bright yellow background and everything, which, you know, has been duplicated a million times. I've seen it everywhere, you know, going to record shops and such. But, yeah, just really interesting people. And just, it's going to be an awesome atmosphere, honestly, because, I mean, going from the film festival to the convention space and then outside, we're actually having food trucks come out. And as part of our little food truck area, we're having a one-man band come out. And he's, again, looking at this from a family perspective, he is amazing with kids. He has a big basket of instruments that the kids can play along with that and everything, and he's just a pure entertainer. So to have him come out and, you know, be part of that little area is just, it's going to be so cool. Everywhere you turn, there's going to be something for everybody. It's going to be awesome.
I like the one-man band for the kids. I'll probably just be mesmerized and sitting there. Because she says I act like I'm
you'll
five.
Be playing,
so like
you'll be playing right along with them. You'll be totally into
perfect
it.
Perfect for me. I found my calling.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Totally.
That's one of the I've never really explored one-man band, but it sounds like it'd be amazing to at least try to accomplish. So maybe that'll be my new goal. That's my calling for next year.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
you can just get along. You can dance along with your tempo for your music. It'd be perfect.
I can hone in on my craft, and you guys could have me as like the featured one man band for next year.
It'll be your debut performance this year. Mm-hmm. debut. Mm-hmm. The building of the new artist. We'll watch it form right in front of our eyes.
You never know. She'll contest that I'll get obsessed with something. You know, like, I've been talking about.
Oh,
like,
really?
I'm by no means a big fan of magicians or anything, but I've always wanted, you know, like those, I think they call them ninja bombs, where you take them, throw them down, then you disappear. I always thought that'd be great to have, like, in some kind of setting, like when we're speaking somewhere or something, you know, just do that. But one day, I promise we'll do that. But back featuring about you, not you know, my obsessions. What actually? So you mentioned going to different conventions and maybe not being entertained as much as you would have liked. So that's kind of what. So is that the backbone behind why you decided to? Hey, I want to do something that is going to be entertaining for everybody. Or what was actually the thought process behind getting this underway?
Well, I mean, like, even when Sandy and I got married, I mean, like, we had talked about doing it in the Poconos. We had talked about doing it right in the area where we live. We decided to go down to Myrtle Beach because we figured anybody who came with us would have a million and one things to do.
Mm-hmm.
For me, like,
our wedding being in Myrtle Beach.
Not the convention. But yeah, our wedding. But like it's one of those things where, for me, entertainment is a big thing. You know, it just is. It's just like, who wants to be somewhere and just there for like one single thing and then just leave? Like, if you could pay a price, get your stuff done, and then have things to do that keep you going, keep you wanting to stick around, keep you wanting to do things.
Yeah, making memories.
Yeah.
You know, on top of your experience with the event you're there for.
Yeah.
For sure.
And it's just one of those things where, like, I've always had a big love for horror, like, ever since I was way too young to be watching that. Like, I mean, I really was. Like, I grew up on Elvira probably when I was in first and second grade. You know, I mean, I was just way too young to be watching this stuff. But, you know, there I was watching it. But it's one of those things where it's always been a big thing in my life. Like, no matter what stage I was in, horror was always there. So, like, probably about 6, 7, 8 years ago, I started going to the conventions again because I had stopped for a little bit because I was doing a lot of traveling, stuff like that. But I started going to them again, and it was one of those things where I was enjoying it. I was enjoying it. I was having a good time. And then I was at a couple of them, and I was just like, I wish there was more for me to do. And then I was like, just hit me. I was like, why don't I start one? You know, I don't know. It seems like a great idea to start one when you have a 2-year-old daughter, but, you know.
That would make it work.
But, you know, I mean, it's one of those things where it's been hard going, but I'm hoping it's one of those things where when people are there, they just enjoy themselves. You know, I'm hoping I can actually bring something that just makes people have a good time. You know, that's the big thing.
I was going to say, you know, with any event, you know, that first year, you know, it's really a learning process. So, you know, I know from just hearing about your dedication to this event that it's going to be something that's going to grow into something amazing, because I think you'll take the first one as a learning experience, and I think you can grow it into something amazing. So I look forward to what you guys are going to do. I think it's going to be awesome this year and beyond.
I do too, and I think it's great how you guys are, you know, thinking about as when you all went, you know, to conventions and what there seemed to be a need for. And I think it's refreshing, and it's something that a lot of other, you know, people who are doing events, I wish they would follow suit, because, you know, they offer sometimes a lot of things, but they're not necessarily family friendly, or they're not necessarily something that, you know, it ends up being sold out, you know, and they don't have another alternative. So the fact that you guys have kind of thought about all those different things that from your experiences, you know, and created something that kind of gives absolutely everything that, you know, we all have felt, I think is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
No, it's definitely a passion project, you know, like he said, you know, with his love of horror. And it's like, now that we are a family and we want to be able to express our passions and have our daughter with us at the same time, it's few and far between to have that opportunity. So to be able to organize this where, you know, with the thought in mind where it's like, okay, if dad wants to go get a signature and mom needs to go to Devil's Den with the kids so they can climb on the rocks to get some energy out during the day, then hey, get, for, you know, is the best fit, you know, all around when it comes to the community and, you know, the shops and the entertainment and everything that you can find therein. It's, you know, it definitely gives a lot of options for how you want to organize your trip out with us.
It truly does. That's one of the most awesome things, you know, and you can sneak in some history, you know, for your kids, which I think is also a fun little sneaky way. Not only can you have your adult fun, okay, and whatever you're into, and, you know, you can have the kids go do whatever it is they need to do, you know, which I know a lot of times when I take my son, he's mesmerized by all the different options, you know, and hard to figure out what to do. But it sounds like you guys, you know, have not only thought about the location of the event, but also lots of activities. And it's just absolutely awesome. Looking forward to it.
Actually, something I don't think I ever told you guys even about is, and I forgot to mention it tonight thus far, but we actually got a circus sideshow that's coming after this too.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if that would be considered kids,
though. Yeah, but, like, it's one of those things where, like, I've talked to them, and, like, they're not only going to come out and do, like, set shows where it's like, okay, we'll perform here for, like, an hour or do this or do that, but, like, they're also going to, like, on occasion, just pop up somewhere, set up a little something, and just perform.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, you got, like, a bunch of people, yeah, you got, like, a bunch of people waiting in line or something, and all of a sudden they just set up and just start doing a performance. And, you know, just,
they
you never know what's going to happen.
They spontaneously entertain. That's
and where,
amazing.
Where are they from?
Spontaneous Entertainment.
Where are they from, or what's their what's their name, mm-hmm. and where are they from? So people want to look them up.
Oh, it's Carnival with a K.
Yep, Carnival.
Okay.
And they're based out of New Jersey. But, yeah, they contacted us, and we were like, yes. Wait, what do you need? Yes. Like, come out.
Yeah, that's so cool.
That was one of the biggest decisions I made.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm biased on the probably the best decision you made was to have a ghost hunt at the end. You know, but that's probably just my, you know, I have the people out there who are going to bring haunted items in a ghost hunt, but you know, that's my bias, obviously. I think it's going to be
cool. Sideshow. I'm not going to lie. I'm totally stoked about the sideshow. I'm going to see if there's any
applications. I'm kind of thinking that one man band thing is kind of stuck in my head, too. Maybe I'll ditch the ghost hunt and just go play with the one-man band show.
Jeez, that's the important part.
I wonder if we can get the Carnival people to perform to the one-man band's music.
Oh, my gosh. That'd be awesome.
And then bring it to the ghost hunt.
And then Rob could spontaneously, like, appear, you know, with his little bomb thing. You know,
if anyone out there can do that for me at this event, I will give
you might be able to find somebody who can help you with that. Look at that.
Someone can help me with that. I will give them an official Live Paranormal t-shirt, which isn't much, but it's still cool.
Ooh.
I was going to say a free ghost hunt, but I don't know if I want to give that much of a gift away. But definitely a t-shirt. Or a haunted doll that can haunt their dreams forever.
Very cool. I'm excited.
Yeah. I can't believe I actually forgot about that for a minute.
Oh, no, we can't forget about that.
I've been excited about that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be a good time. I think, you know, it's one of the things. I'm putting it together, and I know that it's one of those things where I've been looking at it, I've been analyzing it, and I've been trying to figure things out and how things should be and everything else. And it's been very logistical for me, but it's one of the things that, one of the things that annoys me most about this is that I won't be able to participate.
Right?
Like,
that's the worst part as an event, you know, person, is all the cool things that you would love to do, but you're kind of stuck being, like, making sure everything's running smoothly and, you know, like you said, the logistics of it and not being able to enjoy all the stuff. And that's the part that kind of stinks because I think you guys have really thought about everything. Now you just have to have stand-ins, you know, for you guys.
You should get cutouts. Get out, like, a cutout of yourself and then just set it there and then go do whatever you want to do.
Well, these people do special effects and stuff, so they might be able to create a mannequin, you know, or something that can, they can stand there and have, like, pre-recorded statements come out, you know, like, of course, we'd be
there's
happy to help.
There has to be something.
There you go.
A hologram, yeah, that'd be perfect.
Oh, that would be even cooler. Yeah. That's so cool.
You'd have it actually interact with people. They wouldn't know what was going on.
Exactly.
They could do magic with holograms nowadays.
Or you could do something. Maybe something like back in the day, wasn't like the, remember that whole like Milli Vanilli scandal where it was like two people that weren't really the main people? You should say it's two other people and hire like an actor, an actress to be you guys and say they're running the show and then you guys can just participate and no one would know. There's
well,
gotta be some
kind
of. You can
put your service here and they can just run it by you. You know?
Yeah.
You could be like, they could run it by you and you could just be like, the answer is. And, you know, whatever, and just wherever you're at, people will look at you weird because they look like you're talking to yourself, but that's okay, you know, and that way those people
I like that idea.
You know.
Wired in and then give the fake you guys the right answers when they ask questions and stuff while you're participating.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
And then if anything goes wrong, the fake people take
that,
the fall.
You know?
Right. Then figure, like, if all hell breaks loose and someone complains, then you have those fake people that will take the blame. So it's, like, so much better.
There you go.
Well, I'm going to have to excuse myself for a minute because I can hear our daughter waking up in the background here, so I shall be back.
You got it.
Okay.
So,
definitely,
but yeah,
sounds like a lot of fun.
Now, was she into the horror movies as well, or did you kind of bring her around to the horror movie genre?
Yeah, I mean, like, she was not raised with them, no. She's grown an appreciation for them because of my introducing her to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, she has seen some in the past, but not too many. And, I mean, she was raised on, you know, the typical, you know, comedies, adventures, action, you know, pretty much anything but horror. You know, I've kind of introduced her to all that.
All right.
But, you know, honestly, nowadays, she has her own little group of movies that she loves. And, you know, so, I mean, she's really kind of grown her own little fan base.
Very cool.
You know, she's from her own little group of movies that she totally loves, like The Exorcist and Trick or Treat and stuff like that. And
so what about yourself? Is there like a movie that you're like totally embarrassed to say you love, but you do watch it over and over?
I wouldn't say he's embarrassed by it.
No, I don't really get embarrassed by any of them. No, it's
not like a horror related movie. Like, you're a huge fan of, what's that movie that you like, Nicole? The Notebook? You're like, you have to,
yeah,
like, something
like
that.
Yeah, he's a secret Notebook fan.
Mm-hmm. You're a secret non-horror fan movie?
When he's not watching the horror movie, he's secretly watching The Notebook in everyone. Right. Yeah, that would be something.
I don't know, I mean, like, there are a fair amount of, like, those romantic comedies and stuff that I do enjoy.
You love 10 Things I Hate About You.
No, I love She's All That.
That's a good one, too.
And that was just one of those movies, I caught it at a certain time in my life, and it's just always been, like, something that's hit with me. You know, I just always had this something that, no matter what's going on, I can always sit back and watch it and be fine.
Yeah, I only found out about a year ago that he was a 90s hacky sack kid.
The secrets you find out after years of marriage, right? That's great.
That's my high
school. So are there any movies that you guys just, like, horror movies that you guys, like, your tastes are totally different? So one of you absolutely adore this one movie, and then the other one is like, look, I can't stand that movie. Like, do you ever come across something where you guys are just totally different tastes?
I would say one of them is probably Nightbreed.
I like it, but we have different interpretations of the movie, so I get a different vibe from it than you do. Because one of your whole thing is that the townspeople.
I'm saying it's personally, I think that's just the way people would react to seeing monsters.
But they would they would go and kind of clean house, you know, get rid of them and everything. But I look at it as they're doing it for sport. You know, they're like, oh, these people are lesser than us. We're going out there for sport. And for me, injustice in movies really gets under my skin, where it's just like, where I'm just like, and I'm just like, I want to hit people now. And so I'm getting angry. I'm getting angry towards the end of this movie, and Craig's just like, sure, just relaxing with it. I'm just like, I just need to go hit things now. Like, these people are,
right.
I just can't stand it.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, like, I mean, usually there's not that much of a disparity amongst us because of the fact that, like, a lot of the movies, like, the movies that I truly love are usually ones that are
kind of universal.
They're friendlier almost. Yeah. Like, they're horror movies, but they're like the 80s ones or early 90s where the movies weren't over the top, but they were still friendly.
Right.
You
know, they had that I don't know how to explain it. Like, they had that feel to it. Like, you could watch them on TV.
PG-13 thing going on. Yeah.
Like, even though Friday 13th was rated R, it had that feel to it. Like, it wasn't over the top where you felt as though you shouldn't be watching it. Like, it just kind of had that feel like it was just another action film.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was stuff like that, you know. I mean, you had your movies that were over the top, you know, things like the 70s were famous for that.
Oh, yeah.
70s was
I was actually trying to get my kids to watch this movie. I'm sure you're aware you've seen the movie Shocker, and I was trying to get my kids to watch Shocker, and they wouldn't buy in on it. And I thought that was like one of the movies I grew up with, and it's like kind of horror, kind of not. I don't know if you've ever seen Shocker, but
that was one of my favorites that Wes Craven did.
Yeah,
I love
it. I think that's one that's kind of like you could still watch on TV that's not over the top. I think that's one of my favorite growing up.
Which one? Wait, what'd you say?
Well, I'm sorry. I don't know what we're getting. I have a long list. I was referencing there's a Shocker movie. If you've seen that.
Oh, yeah.
I moved on to that one.
Hello?
Yeah, it's cutting. Rob, I can't. You're cutting in and out.
We're getting some fade out here.
Yeah.
It's the ghosts.
Yeah, that's what it is.
it's
the haunted items, yes.
They didn't want me to talk about anything. They're like, well, wait a minute, you're done. So it's
no,
funny,
like,
sometimes I'll
it.
Bring up the ghosts that live in my studio, which oddly enough, I had a cymbal on a drum set play, and I was like, that can't be that. And I walked over to it and asked it to play it again, and it did. And I captured it on video, and I can't explain it for life.
Yeah.
For me. And it's just a kid's drum set, but I sent it to Nicole, and I'm like, check this out. And she's like,
yeah,
I can't explain that. So,
well, I had an experience.
It could be the haunted basement.
Where, well, an experience I can't explain at the location that we'll be having ghost hunts for the Creature Feature Weekend at the Farnsworth House. I actually had some objects thrown at me, which was really a unique experience. I mean, if I, you know, had to be around me too long, I'd probably throw things at me too. But, you know, it really solidified 100% that, you know, this place is awesomely haunted. And, you know, it tends to be much more friendly with other people, I think, because I'm there so much that, you know, we've gotten to, like, family level, you know, where, like, you know, you can kind of joke and mess with each other. And when you get angry with each other, you know, you can toss a pillow at somebody. I had a spoon tossed at me and a marker and, you know, so, you know, we're on a family level, but the entity's there. So, you know, it was rather interesting, needless to say. Only our friendly entities, I'm sure, will be present for the ghost hunt. So they can see other ones,
guys,
I guess, just for me late at night.
on August 2nd, we're going to be doing a ghost hunt at the Farnsworth. And why don't you guys, if you guys can make it, get a babysitter, come on out. It starts at 10
o'clock.
Yeah,
you can come out.
So we're going to officially invite you two to come to our ghost hunt on August 2nd. So hopefully you can make it out there. There are actually be some people there that you could probably promote the event to. So it might not be a bad idea.
Oh, cool. I would love to be there, but I am actually going to be in Virginia that weekend.
Yep, Williamsburg, Virginia for piercing. Yeah, Joe Ripple.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's held our hand through this whole process, and he's kind of pulling us along a little bit more by having us come out and shadow and everything to kind of give the best experience that we can for our first year, you know, try to get that some experience under our belts. So, unfortunately, we won't be able to make it, but that's so cool.
I know.
It's been years since we took those tours, sad to say. But,
yeah, it's been too long.
Yeah, we would love to get into that.
Yeah.
We'd
love to have you anytime you guys want to come. So.
We do them all over. But I know with the 2-year-old, it might be difficult. You know, like this weekend, we're doing one in Uniontown, Pennsylvania. So, and that place is insane for activity. They have all sorts of hauntings and activity there. So if you're into
it's pretty wild.
Coming in and going to an actual paranormal investigation, an actual ghost hunt, and you can get a babysitter, this is the place to go. And on top of,
it's
incredible. It's a great one. So
mm-hmm.
Cool.
Any of those you want to come to, just let us know. Whenever you want to go to a ghost hunt, we can make it happen. So, but we definitely appreciate having you on tonight. We'll probably
We can't wait for the event.
And just one thing, if I could, one thing we would like to mention, it's something that's actually been kind of a, I haven't been promoting it as much as I probably should, but a portion of ticket sales for our event is actually going to Jenny Spain. I'm not sure if you guys ever saw the movie, but it's a movie called Dead Girl. She was actually the main zombie. She was, the only zombie basically in the movie. But she actually had cancer. She's beaten it at this point. But because of everything, she's had mounting medical bills, and now she's got like chronic pain that she's going back to the doctors for. So on top of the bills she had before, she's got new bills, and it was one of those things where I initially went to go contact her just to ask her if she wanted to be a guest at the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I went to her page, I just saw all the information about her having cancer. She has her own GoFundMe page if anybody wants to make a donation. But it was just one of those things, like, as soon as I saw it, I just, I contacted her. And it's weird because to this day, I still haven't even asked her if she wanted to be a guest of the show because I just, I'm just trying to
help
her out.
Yeah.
I haven't even gotten up the gumption to ask her, like, if she wants to be at the convention. Here I am 6 weeks away, and I'm like, I should probably ask her.
And Jenny, if you're listening, no pressure, sweetheart. We just want you to get better. That's all.
Yeah. A portion of the ticket sales is going to her medical bills, or, however, but like all the information's on the brown paper ticket page where you can buy tickets for the convention. It's also on the website. Links to her GoFundMe are on all that if anybody just wants to make a donation. But she could use the help with this.
That's awesome. Can you also tell everyone where they can get their tickets and where they can find out more information, if you have social media pages, all that good stuff, because we want people, I know they've heard about all this awesome stuff, and now they need to know where they can go to get the tickets.
Well, we have our website, creaturefeatureweekend.com, where you can actually purchase your tickets through there. We have the brown paper ticket link on our ticket page. We also have photo ops available for sale through Wolf Studios
Photography. You can actually, we actually are going to be adding the link onto the website. It's not there yet, but we have posts up on our Facebook where you can find the link to it.
Yeah, so we'll get that so it's all in the same place. But our website's going to be the main spot for all of our announced items. Our Facebook page is our most up-to-date with new announcements. We have countdowns. We have contests for people to win weekend tickets going on. We have basically anything that comes across our plate goes right to Facebook at Creature Feature Weekend. We also have Instagram, which is also Creature Feature Weekend with underscores between the words there. And we try to keep up with that as well as we can. But, yeah, everything can pretty much be found between the two there, yeah.
Very cool.
Well, we wanted to thank you guys so much for having us, really. This has been a really cool conversation, and being able to share with everybody listening what we're about and what we're trying to do here. You know, we really hope that you guys, you know, are interested and you want to come see Corey Feldman and come play games with us and eat some awesome food at the food trucks and listen to some good music and just have a really kick-ass weekend.
Circus Sideshow.
That's right.
We'll have to get you guys to do a little promo video for us, or maybe have you join us at some time when I'm out there, and you can go and see Nicole any day, and we'll do like a little live thing for you too, you know, and promote it.
Yeah.
We'll do the best that we can to help get people into the event as well.
No, I appreciate that.
Well, you guys have a good night. I'm sure we'll talk soon. Probably even talk tomorrow.
Yeah.
And, because I have some other ideas of where we can help promote, and we'll go from there. So, once again, thank you, and we will talk to you soon.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
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 Well, there you go, Creature Feature Weekend.
I'm excited.
Looking forward to it. I think there's going to be. I can clearly say, and say with 100% accuracy, that there will be scenarios and memories that will come from that event that we will talk about the rest of our lives.
I'm sure there are. And, I mean, after all, you know, I know that there's got to be a group of people who are just 100% solely, even though the other things sound incredibly exciting too, but they really are going to come out just to see, you know, your one-man band performance debut. I mean, that in itself, ticket price doesn't matter, because that right there, my friend, is priceless. So.
Well, you know, I wonder if it's the guy that have, like, the symbols on their knees, you know, and they bang them together and stuff. That would be, I'm hoping.
You have to work on your persona, if you will, I guess, you know.
I don't necessarily
get into
know.
Your one-man role here.
You
better start planning it out. I mean, it's not too much longer till the event.
I'm pretty sure the one-man band usually has to have a washboard, spoons, cymbals on your knees.
If not, then you're going to be, like, really feeling weird when you're the one-man band who has, like, the outdated
some sort of horn.
Maybe you should do some research ahead of time. I don't want you to come to the table without all the things you need.
Yeah, I'm talking about, like, old school. This is from, like, the long time ago. I'm pretty sure one-man band. It's probably, like, all, like, digital now,
like,
where they just have, like, it's like a box. Yeah, box. You press a button. It's just, like, a little, like, ghost box, like, size thing. It's, like, 6 inches by, like, 10 inches.
Yeah.
And it's just, everything's one there. And you just press a couple buttons, and it goes. It's probably completely.
Right.
Not what we're thinking.
Yeah.
The guy's playing like 40 instruments at one time. He's got like,
right.
I think they have like horns on stands, and then like they're doing the horns with their head. Like, they're like, I don't know if that's what still is considered a one man band, but I think my interpretation is definitely like spoons, washboards.
Your interpretation is exactly why people are going to be so excited about coming. That's for sure.
Right.
I know. I am excited
definitely.
About this.
There's definitely have to be like different, like maybe glasses put different to the rims, or like different or like different levels of water and spoons involved in that, so they can hit them too.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure
I'm definitely looking forward to all of this. This is going to be so amazing.
We should live stream the one man band if it's one of those guys. But if it's a guy who's got like one little like box where he's just pressing a button, you know, it's like one of those. Little electronic pianos that have like the music you can press one button, it automatically plays music, and then nothing. If it's something like that, then I'm not on board. But if there's a skill set involved,
but
that's where it gets interesting.
Totally.
Yeah, I'm losing you.
I'm definitely looking forward to seeing this. Oh, totally. I cannot wait to see this for sure.
I think you're not even focusing on the podcast anymore.
What podcast?
That's true. All right. Well, everyone have a good night. We'll see you guys next Tuesday.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio on liveparanormal.com. And, again, you can get tickets at creaturefeatureweekend.com for that event. We will be there, and Rob will be doing his debut performance as a one-man band, and I will be applying for the Circus Sideshow. So please join us and, you know, watch the things unfold, along with all the other awesome things that they have in hand, on hand. It will be a debacle. Our portion will be a debacle. As for the rest, it should be incredibly entertaining. So please join us there, and again, join
It'll
us
It'll be our
next
only
week,
year there.
Same time,
we
same
won't
place.
We will be invited back, pretty sure.
We will not be invited back, so it may be our only our only performance for either of
yes.
Those things. So, yes, but please watch us make fools of ourselves if we actually follow through with those things. But if not, you could definitely come out and have a good time at that family-friendly event, which is Labor Day weekend. And you can go on the website for more information, creaturefeatureweekend.com. And you can always check out anything Live Paranormal on liveparanormal.com, as well as the Live Paranormal Facebook page. So, you know, we try. And we will be back here next week. See you guys then.
Bye.